On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Well, hello there. Happy Wet Wednesday. I'm George Adair, doing the show every Wednesday at noon. So thanks for tuning in. We like to talk things, business matters that affect really mortgages and real estate. We also talk about things that affect your local economy and the community we operate in. And, you know, that's a new direction the show's going to go, Michelle. I've decided that I'm at a junction here in my life where we're making a decision about, do I want to be an internet consumer or do I want to be a local business services and goods consumer? And I think a lot of people are asking that question more and more these days. And we're going to talk more about it as the show progresses through next year.
Yeah.
A big focus is going to be about supporting business, local business, and you know what we can do as a community and the benefits and value of that. So we're going to talk about that in the second segment.
Okay, great. It's an important topic, so
I'm looking forward to this. And you know, so many business owners are also homeowners.
Yeah.
So there's correlation. I help people all the time through through self-employment challenges, and I give people advice on how to better position themselves with their creditors and how to better position themselves with their mortgage, which is often their one of their biggest debts, of course. And, you know, where they can save money is important. But you as the listener can also be part of the solution.
Yeah.
And keeping people employed and keeping businesses open.
Yeah.
Business churn. It's not good. But hey, we have a first segment is going to be with Diva Proto. Diva Proto is Sonoma County's clerk, recorder, assessor, and registrar of voters. Hi, Diva. Thanks for joining us today.
Hello.
Hey, you know, you are newly elected in January 2019, right?
Yes, that's when I took office.
And I want to know how your first year has gone.
It has been a little crazy. We've had two elections. We've had disasters and evacuations and the power shut off, but we have made it through. So,
And you were, of course, already in that office as the deputy clerk, recorder, assessor, right?
Yes, I was the chief deputy clerk, recorder.
Yes, and so you were quite experienced in working in county government, and so this first year has gone by, and as you mentioned, you've seen much change. And much things happen as a result of calamity. One of those was the Kincaid fire. And I'd like to, you know, when we had the Tubbs fire, I had your predecessor on a few times to talk about how properties were being assessed, being, you know, temporarily reassessed. And I wanted to know, we didn't have the same sort of structural property damage in the Kincaid fire as we had in Tubbs. I believe it was about 180 structures. So what role is your office playing in helping people to understand their assessment changes and what can they expect moving forward in the next year?
Well, in terms of communication, we've tried to be available at the local assistance center that was set up, and we've gone to a number of town halls to answer questions. We've also sent out a mailing to the parcels that CAL FIRE indicated were damaged by the fire. Individuals need to fill out a calamity form with our office so that we can proceed with reassessing the properties. Since this fire was a number of weeks after the last one was in terms of the time of the year, the annual tax bill that is due on December 10th, that's still a valid bill.
Okay.
And so we are telling people they do need to pay that. And then we're going to be working over the next several months to try to reassess those properties. There are fewer of them, but in many ways it's more complex because it wasn't 100% damage. We have properties with multiple structures where maybe only a few of them burned, and we need to make sure that we take the right values off the assessed roll for those.
Yeah, and I think there has to be still some sort of significant damage, right? I mean, people that lost fences and trees shouldn't be calling you saying, hey, I need to fill out a reassessment form, right?
It's $10,000 worth of damage, and usually you'll see that with the structural damage on the house.
Yeah.
But in some cases, fences and other improvements to the property would qualify as well.
Okay. Well, that's good for people to know. I mean, look, I've talked about it on the radio. I lost 220 feet of fence and 30 trees on my property. I'm probably not sure, you know, I don't think I'm a good candidate. Yeah, I mean, we got our insurance claim and it came in higher than that, but I don't think it's worth it for me. But there was a lot of people in Windsor that did suffer damage from the firefighters having to make way, move fences down, knock them down and stuff. So it's good for people to know. I don't think I even thought about that. So if people want to get more information about that, what's the best place for them to go? Is it online, you think, or call your office?
They can, we have some frequently asked questions on our website, and they're always welcome to call our assessor's office. We have some great staff members who are very, very knowledgeable and will be able to help them.
That's great. So if you're just joining us, I have Diva Proto. She's our Sonoma County Clerk, Recorder, Assessor, and Registrar of Voters. Again, thank you for joining us. So the tax bills you mentioned, of course, the first installment of taxes from July 1st through December 31st is due on December 10th. And then the next tax bill is due April 10th. And, of course, people need to pay attention to that. But I wanted to give people just a little bit of an overview with you on the line here of how properties are assessed. And one of the main triggers, of course, is when there's a sale of a property. Isn't that correct?
Yes.
And what happens there? So basically, the preliminary change of ownership form goes through the recorder's office. And then how does the assessor's office get involved with reassessment?
We will look at the property and determine if it's a reappraisable event. So there are deeds that come into the recorder's office, for instance, name updates or interspousal documents that may not trigger a reassessment. So we need to look at each one of those, make a determination about if it is reappraisable, if we need to go through and reassess it. Is it 100% reassessable? Is it only partially reassessable? Mm-hmm. And then it will go through our office, first in our ownership group, who's determining the reassessability of it, to our appraisers who are looking for comparable values or the fair market value of the property.
And so that's why there's a lapse, right? Somebody buys a house and the title company does their job, or the escrow company does their job of sending it out to record. And then sometime later, they get a supplemental tax bill. And that tax bill, of course, is a catch-up bill. And that's because your office needs time to do the reassessment work, doesn't it?
Absolutely, yes.
And so when annual reassessments come around, we see tax bills tend to change. What are some of the things that cause those changes?
So some of the changes, of course, is the just annual increase. Mm-hmm. So Prop 13 protects the base year value of people's homes if it hasn't been, if it hasn't gone through a change in ownership, or if there hasn't been any new construction, that assessed value can only go up by a certain amount, and it's the CPI or 2%. And
we also 2% is, I'm sorry, real quick, just so people understand that formula, it's 2% of the prior assessed value or tax amount, right? So if your taxes were $1,000 last year, it'll be $1,020 next year, right?
Yes. On the assessed value side, the taxes may change because there may have been direct charges that are collected by the tax collector because a bond measure was passed or something to that effect.
And people need to remember that when you're voting in these bond measures, they just keep adding up.
Right. Yeah.
And look at your tax bill, because the direct charges, I mean, I see them all the time, Diva. I mean, we could see, you know, 8 to 10 of these direct charges show up on a parcel, can't we?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. And so those stay with the property. So when one person sells and brings in another buyer, it doesn't affect the direct charges, right? Those are separate, aren't they?
Yes. Those are through the tax collector, and those are based on what people have voted into law.
Right. Do those often expire, or do they tend to stay on forever?
It's a mix.
Uh-huh.
Some have expiration dates on them or sunset dates.
Yeah.
And then some are there until it's repealed by the voters.
Yeah, right. And we don't see that happen too much in Sonoma County. I don't think we see a lot of repealing. Lots of adding. I haven't seen a lot of repealing. I wanted to also give you an opportunity as we wind down here. Are there any important announcements that you want to make sure the community knows about as it affects the four different offices that you are head of?
I think for the assessor, really, if you did have damage from the fire or the Kincaid fire, making sure you get your calamity form into us. Hopefully by December 10th, if people are eligible, if you did receive that $10,000 worth of damage and you do not have an impound account through which you pay your property taxes, you may be eligible to defer your first installment until you've done the reassessment. But that calamity form needs to get in by December 10th.
That's a good tip.
To defer that payment.
That's a really good tip. I'm really glad you told us about that. Essentially, folks, what Diva is talking about is if your mortgage doesn't include the taxes in insurance, but she's referring to the taxes as part of your escrow account and your payment, and you're just planning to make your own tax payment by the 10th, if you believe you have the $10,000 or more worth of damage, fill out the calamity form and get it submitted so that you're not delinquent on your tax bill. Mm-hmm. And there'll be a delay so that there's enough time to review that calamity form. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay.
And if people do pay mm-hmm. and their property taxes are then reduced because they did have fire damage, then they will receive a refund from the tax collector. So okay. Nobody's going to overpay or underpay. It's just it gives people the option to defer that first payment if they want to.
Okay. Hey, that is, that's golden advice right there. Well, Ms. Diva Proto is a very, very busy member of our community, and I really appreciate you taking the time to join us on the air today.
Absolutely. And if I may mention one more thing.
Yes, go.
We do have the March 2020 election coming up, so I encourage everybody to check your registration online and make sure you are registered at the proper address with proper party. The presidential primary is a party-based election, so you only get a chance to vote for the people with the party that you're registered with, or if you are no party preference, you have the option to vote a nonpartisan ballot, or this year it will be the Democrats, the American Independent Party, and the Libertarian Party, I believe, that allow crossover voting. So if you're a no-party preference, you could choose to vote a Democratic ballot, but you could not choose to vote, for instance, a Republican ballot, unless you're registered with that party.
That's
so we want to make sure everybody's information is correct.
That's good advice. And just in case folks missed that, we do have this recorded, so you can mm-hmm. go online and check out our podcast. I'm going to invite Diva Proto back in, say, February, if you're available, to join us.
Absolutely.
To remind folks of that again, because I think our primary got moved up to March, didn't it, this year?
It did, March 3rd of 2020.
Yep, okay. Yep. So that's an important date for people to be aware of. It used to be much later. Well, Diva, thank you again very much. I know you're at conference, and I appreciate you taking the time out for this show today. And folks, Diva Proto is, of course, Sonoma County's clerk, recorder, assessor, and registrar of voters. And we'll have her back again.
Thank you.
Happy holidays. All right, folks, we're going to break. We'll be back in a moment with On Air with George Adair.
On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
This is George Adair with Cross Country Mortgage. If you're in the market to buy a home, this message is for you. My team and I are experts at providing hands-on assistance to getting your home financing done fast and with confidence. In fact, we're closing purchase loans in as fast as 10 days on many of the programs we offer. The best part is our pre-approved buyers don't need a loan contingency in making their offer. That makes buyers look as good as cash. If you're applying for a home loan at your bank, ask them if they can close in 10 days with no loan contingency. I promise they can't. When you're buying a home, speed to close and a true loan approval are necessary to win the offer. How do we do it? Cross Country is a direct lender with amazing technology, experience, and a local presence. Our process is proven to help buyers win in this competitive housing market. If you're ready for a great lending experience, call 707 707- 708-583-8100. That's 707-583-8100. Or visit georgiadare.com. That's georgiadare.com.
Cross Country Mortgage, NMLS ID 2039, and Georgia Dare, NMLS ID 245370. Equal housing lender, subject to credit approval.
How would you like to have an opportunity that invigorates and challenges you? A career that fulfills your mind and your heart? Catholic Charities is the place for you. There are vulnerable people that need your help right now, and Catholic Charities can show you how. Voted best nonprofit to work for in 2017, Catholic Charities of the Diocese of Santa Rosa is an independent nonprofit and the largest human services provider in the North Bay. At Catholic Charities, you'll be challenged and inspired. You'll grow in hope and empathy as you meet and serve both those in need and your fellow employees. As an employee, you'll receive benefits like vacation, 13 holidays a year, an incredibly affordable health, dental, and vision plan, and a pension plan after the first year of employment. Make a difference in your life by making a difference in the life of someone in need. Apply today online at srcharities.org. Scroll to the bottom of the page and click Careers. Catholic Charities is an equal opportunity employer.
On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
And thanks for joining us today. I'm George Adair. We do the show every noon on Wednesday. Got it. Every Wednesday at noon. I've said that backwards before.
Right.
It comes up every Wednesday so quickly.
It does.
But I've been doing it for several years, and I like to evolve the show over time. It's taken on its own different names a few times, mm-hmm. and my theme music, of course, has evolved.
Yes.
We might be due for some new
theme. Should we refresh it, maybe?
Yeah, I'm not tapping 2020? My toe anymore. I think we may need some new theme music. Something
okay.
I can tap my toe to. But I like having guests that really are impactful. And I got to say, Diva Proto, I found out that we went to the same high school.
Really?
Yeah, which is great. El Molino High School. But she is fantastic and working as the Sonoma County Clerk, Recorder, Assessor, and Registrar of Voters for our local community. Gave us some good info. And then you went online.
I did.
And found some good stuff.
Exactly. You can just look for Sonoma County Assessor office and you'll find it. You don't have to know the URL or anything like that, but there's some really good
links. You use
links.
The Google for that?
I did use the Google and okay. I found it. But there's some really good links on right on the homepage talking about properties affected by flood or fires and mm-hmm. lots of different quick links there. As she mentioned, there's the fire calamity page, the disaster relief info page, but I also thought these were pretty important to say that the flood damage for property, because we've had that ongoing.
We can't glaze over that. That really happened recently.
And it was pretty significant, too.
Was that February or March, I think it was?
Yeah.
I mean, there was a ton of rain, of course.
We did have that. Yeah. So there's a link there. You can also look up your parcel. And then there's a change of mailing address form.
Very important.
Which is important because if you had so much property damage that you had to leave and go someplace else, they still need to be able to contact you.
Yeah.
So that's important too.
That is important. I mean, they've got to be able to reach you, and you're still responsible for your property taxes, even if
right.
you're not collecting mail there.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then she talked again about the primaries coming up for the presidential primary, 3/3/20, mm-hmm. I think is what she said. That primary was moved up so that California is now part of more of an impactful, Super Tuesday, I think it is.
Something like that.
I'm not really up to speed. I need to get up to speed on that because it's coming up here. We'll have her back to help us with that.
Mm-hmm.
But she was basically reminding everyone to go update your voter registration card.
Yep. I need to check on mine because I moved in August. So better make sure.
And that you have to be aware of the rules with what party you are in and what party you can vote for.
Right.
So that's all very important. So I can't believe one person does
all of those things.
She heads all of those things. What a dynamic person. Fantastic. We'll have her back. She's a great guest.
Yeah.
And folks, if you've missed segments of this show or past shows and you want to go back and check them out, Michelle here, my partner, does a great job of posting summaries of the weekly show on our website at ksro.com. And then you can always go to my Facebook page and you go to facebook.com/GeorgiaDareLender. Or just Google me and put Facebook in there. You'll find it.
Mm-hmm.
The Google's got us well categorized, so we're not hard to find for the show. But we have our guests' information there as relevant. Sometimes we have insurance agents, and we have realtors, and we have politicians, and we have
HVAC.
We have HVAC folks. We have things.
We have all kinds of things that are important.
We have all kinds of things on there. Helpful information.
Yeah.
If you joined us at the top of the show, you may recall that I said the new focus is going to be supporting small business. I think nothing is more important to our local economy than our local businesses. Mm-hmm. Not just from the obvious tax revenue, right? We think of the hospitality industry as a real obvious one for people. Oh, we get people out of town, they come in, they pay their taxes, they pay the sales tax, and they're spending money, and they're injecting that money into our community. And people love that. They love supporting that. It's why we all tolerate the Vine Man races. And,
right?
You know, it's like, because we want people to come in to Sonoma County and go wine tasting and stay in our hotels and eat at our restaurants. But we cannot forget that the value of the residents of Sonoma County in shopping locally.
Right.
So if you are one that believes it's good to have dollars spent in our community and you live in our community, uninstall Facebook. I mean, sorry, Amazon, not Facebook, Amazon, and ignore the Facebook ads that tell you to spend money on, you know, things that are across the country, because the dollars don't stay here.
Right.
It should be really obvious, folks. First off, you're not getting that great of a deal to buy your toaster oven on Amazon. And you know, look, I'm not even anti-big box store. I'd still rather see you go buy your toaster oven at Target, mm-hmm. because Target has set up brick and mortar in your community.
Employs
people who live here.
Right.
People take the wrong approach. They're anti-big box. Look, I own a small business separate from my mortgage company. It's Windsor Bike and Sport. Come by and check us out. We're on the town green. You'll see lots of great businesses out there. Mm-hmm. But I'm not anti-big box. Big boxes struggle just as much. And when they go out of business, it's really dangerous. When Sears shut their doors.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and Mervyn's and you know, the department stores of yesterday, mm-hmm. Circuit City, CompUSA, the good guys. And ringing a bell, folks? Well, those people that lost their jobs stop spending their money because they're not making it.
Right.
Right. So small business, local business, that's got to be a focus of this show now. It's something I'm going to become really passionate about. Mm-hmm. We'll bring in other people in the local business industries to talk about it. I just can't have a voice on the air and not bring that up anymore.
Yeah.
Well, I talked about on Sunday. Our customer count was as low as it's ever been. I'll just leave it there at my bike shop, and it's supposed to be Black Friday weekend.
Right. That weekend that you shop local and all those things.
Yeah, but
and
what did people do?
Wow.
I mean, they didn't shop local. Mm-hmm. Windsor Town Green was a ghost town most of the weekend. I mean, the restaurants were busy, which is fantastic. Great restaurants. Kin, love Kin. Brad and JC have a great business there. And the Publican and Corks and Taps. Great local restaurants, mm-hmm. you know, and Lupe's. I love all those restaurateurs. They were busy. But the stores, man.
That's not good.
It's not good. So change your perspective and realize, do a price comparison. You're not going to get that much of a better deal. I'm sorry, you're just not. And you're probably going to spend more money buying crap on the internet that you got suckered into buying that you regretted buying.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
There's also something about, if you go and spend money at a store.
There's also something about going in, talking to someone who's knowledgeable about the things that you're interested in. So you think, oh, I really wanted option A, but they're like, you know what? Option B is probably better for you.
People have lost concept of the idea. They've lost track of the idea that actually there's an expert in the store that knows more about the product than you do. Mm-hmm. And guess what? All them product reviews you see on Amazon and Home Depot's websites and all these websites, there's lots of data showing that many of those product reviews are paid placement reviews.
Right.
People get products for free. They leave their reviews. Sure, it's a legitimate review. Come on.
Yeah.
You know, look, there's also companies that just filter the reviews out. They mm-hmm. only show you the 5 and 4 star reviews, and they don't show all the reviews. I don't know. I'm not saying all the companies do that, all the websites do that, but it's true. Mm-hmm. So if you want convenience, here's something for you. Windsor has a local business that will pack your product and ship it for you. All you got to do is bring it down there right. and they'll do it for you.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
So look, the convenience of buying on the internet and having it shipped, I get it. That's convenient. But what about the people that complain about packages being stolen off their porch?
Mm-hmm.
Duh. It's because you got it shipped to your house and no one has a key to your house. Although Amazon tried that once. That didn't work very well. Right. That was funny. Do you remember that?
We'll deliver it right into your house.
Right into your front door. Wait a second. Wait. That ain't happening. Now they're on the garage doors.
Right.
Here's a very short list, very obvious short list of reasons people should spend their hard-earned dollars at small local businesses. First, small businesses hire about half of all workers in every state. Half. And they employ local people like your friends and neighbors. They won't be able to employ them if you are not shopping with them. Yeah. Second, the dollars spent at small businesses are then spent by the owner employees near where they live, enriching your community.
Right.
That one's the most obvious, I think. Local business owners often support neighborhood teams and charities with their donations. We do it.
Mm-hmm.
My bike shop, Windsor Bike and Sport, we support many different local organizations and charities. That's just how we give back.
Yeah.
You know, so remember that. Mm-hmm. You'll find unique items for sale or products particular to your area, such as local artisan wares. Here would be cheeses and wines, right? Locally sourced food items, local sports team insignias on clothing, all that kind of stuff. You know, use the local t-shirt printing company. You're not getting that much of a better deal to order your t-shirts online from a printing company.
Right.
Then you will if you walk in and get one from a local company. Finally, shoppers get to know the people who make your community work and enjoy the experience. Not only that, you are likely to feel good about supporting local merchants.
Yeah.
It feels good.
It does feel
good. Give yourself the chills.
And you're building relationships with people. All of it's important.
That's right. We'll be back next Wednesday at noon. I'm George Adair. Thanks for joining us. And hey, have a great wet week. We'll see you.
Bye.